This is a podfic of the fic It's My Name on the Line by Iris Purpurea. The fandom is Merlin. The relationship is Gwen / Merlin / Arthur. Read by Fearson. Arthur, I cannot allow you to do this. Merlin paces after him, but Arthur shakes him off like a fly. It's my name on the line, he says, a bite of impatience to his voice. It's my kingdom. My legacy. You can't say that about everything, Arthur, Merlin pleads. If you want to have a kingdom, to leave a legacy, you can't just go fighting everyone who challenges you. This is about honor, Merlin, Arthur snaps. To turn down a challenge like this would show weakness. Those are two different things, Gwen says quietly, but neither of them pay her any heed. One of these days you're going to get yourself killed, Merlin snarls, and even I won't be able to stop it. I don't expect my servant to be able to protect me, much less dictate. He's more than that, Arthur. This time, they hear her. They both turn to face her, Arthur looking a little sheepish, Merlin looking fierce. He's more than that to you, she says again, and you know it. Arthur bites his lip. Gwen looks pointedly between him and Merlin until Arthur sighs and turns back to him. I'm sorry, Merlin, he says. I do value your counsel. And your protection, he concedes. Merlin and Gwen exchange a look. Arthur doesn't know the half of it. What do you propose I do instead, then? Offer to negotiate, Merlin says instantly. We don't solve disputes by brute force. Needless loss of life won't make anything better for either of our kingdoms. And if they take that as a sign of cowardice? Let them, Gwen says. Arthur wheels on her, but stops at the expression on her face. That arena is their only asset. They've turned those poor beasts into a representation of the strength of their kingdom. If they choose to think Camelot weak and attempt to attack, they'll quickly discover that there are other forms of strength. Exactly. Merlin grips Arthur's arm. You are a great king, Arthur. All of Albion knows that. You've proven it 100 times over. You don't have to do this. Arthur looks between them both and deflates. You've made your point, he sighs, looking between them both. I'll inform the council. What would he do without us? Gwen murmurs as Arthur sweeps out of the room, headed for the council chambers. Get eaten by bears, it seems, Merlin mutters darkly. Torn to shreds by wild mountain cats. Merlin! Coming, sire, Merlin sighs, and with one last look back at Gwen, who muffles her laugh in her fist, he runs after Arthur. What would he do, indeed? Thanks for listening, and please do visit the fic online to let the author know how much you liked it.